This is Twit.
Twitter made some major improvements today. The company added a group messaging feature and also a Vine-like video capture capability. Here to tell us all about it is Kurt Wagner, who wrote two articles on the updates for Recode. Welcome to you, Kurt Wagner.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Now, how does the group messaging feature work exactly?
So the group messaging is very similar to the regular messaging, which Twitter calls direct messaging. And essentially, instead of being able to connect with someone one-to-one, you can now talk or message, if you will, in groups of up to 20 people. So if you wanted to, collect your cycling team together, or if you wanted to get the band to all talk about your upcoming show, you could do so on Twitter now, whereas before it would have been a lot harder. And so one of the nuances of Twitter messaging is that it's a little wonky because you can only message with someone who's following you. The way that the group messaging works is you can invite anyone to the group who's following you. And then once people are inside the group, they can talk to whoever they want. So kind of helps people connect with others that they might not otherwise be able to message with. But for the most part, it's more just adding this group feature to what was originally one-to-one.
So, Kurt, is that to say that you can't direct message a single person who's not following you, or can you do that?
So if you are following me, I can direct message you. If I'm not following you, then you can't send me a message. So essentially what that does is it keeps like a celebrity from getting thousands of messages from people who follow them, but they're not necessarily following them back. So it kind of protects people who maybe have a lot of followers who are higher profile but don't want to be receiving messages all the time.
It seems like kind of an obvious feature. I wonder why they didn't add this like 6 years ago. They've allowed a lot of other messaging apps to gain a lot of traction because they can do this sort of thing. And now they finally rolled it out. And I guess it's a welcome feature. I'm sure that a lot of people will get a lot of use out of it. Now, let's talk about this video feature. Can you tell us about what that is and how it works?
Sure. So I think of the two features, I think the video one, in my opinion, is going to be a little bit more important to both the company and I think to the way that a lot of people use the service. So I think people are going to see a lot more video in their timelines. And that's because now you can not only record, but you can edit and then publish video all through the Twitter app. So before, you could maybe share a video through Vine. You could record a video through Vine, upload it to Twitter. It would show up in the stream. But otherwise, there was no real easy way for the general public to consume and share video on Twitter. So now they're making it possible to do that right within the app. And I think it's going to be big because I think people are going to start to kind of migrate there and share videos in that way. And ultimately, Twitter is going to be able to kind of create a video vibe, if you will, in the timeline. And that'll pay dividends when they start doing a lot more video ads down the line.
So does that mean that Vine basically gets killed at this point? I mean, what happens to Vine going forward?
So Twitter told me yesterday that they are certainly not killing Vine. They plan to keep both the Twitter native video feature and Vine as its own standalone app as it stands now. I kind of hinted in my story, and I still believe that this does pose some competition to Vine. I think that there's a 30-second limit on the Twitter video, and there's a 6-second limit on the Vine video. You record very much in the same way. You edit very much in the same way. So the tools are very similar, and I think a lot of people upload to Vine with the sole purpose or with the intent of then uploading to Twitter, and now they don't necessarily have to do that middle step. I got a lot of flack for that on Twitter so far this morning. A lot of Vine diehards disagree completely. And I see why, because Vine does provide a little bit more of an entertainment value. A lot of people have made funny 6-second videos. They made a career out of it, literally. So I don't think Vine's going anywhere. I do still believe, though, that the services are kind of similar, and there's reason to believe that people might bypass the Vine step and just start uploading video to Twitter.
Kurt, is this a harbinger of the video advertising to come on Twitter?
So Twitter's already kind of tested with video ads a little bit. They have what they call an amplify program. So live TV, if you're watching the basketball game, you see something great happen on the screen, and then you look down on your phone, all of a sudden the highlight is already right there in Twitter. So there's been some video ads on Twitter already. But what I feel like this is going to do is it's kind of what Facebook did, which is they make consumer video really important and really prevalent so that you're used to seeing videos in the feed. And then once you become familiar with not only uploading your own video, but consuming video on Twitter, well, then it's not going to be so weird when a brand comes along and does a video advertisement in your timeline. So I think that, yes, this is definitely a kind of a step towards buttering up the user base, if you will, to be ready to receive video ads in more frequency down the line.